At 6'5", out of the University of Texas.
I'm going to pull it out the bag.
He was picked number 91 in the 2008 NFL Draft.
This ain't Pop Warner, it's the NFL.
He wore number 88 for the green and gold.
You look good, you play good.
He played 6 years in the NFL.
You play good, you get paid good.
And probably has 223 catches and 20 touchdowns more than you do.
Yes, sir.
It's Jermichael Finley on The Fan.
J. Mike, how you doing this Friday morning? How's the workout?
Oh, man, it was a good workout, man. I can't complain. I wake up 6:30, get breakfast, and get my workout, and then I'm a dad for the rest of the day.
What, are you still subject to fines and stuff? What?
No, I'm subject to a fine for myself because I got to look good now.
Okay. Yeah, there you go. We've heard that before because you look good, you play good.
No, I understand the whole thing, yeah.
There you go.
Good stuff.
Absolutely.
So, Green Bay Press Gazette, Pete Doherty had a report, and obviously Eddie Lacy now going to be a free agent coming up here, just finished up his rookie deal, and Lacy was fined for not making weight over the past couple seasons. That could hurt him in terms of negotiations for his next contract, but if you don't make weight for the Packers or any other team, in your experiences, how much would you get fined? Was it like per pound you were off, or how'd that work?
Yeah, it's per pound. When I was in a couple years ago, it was $500 per pound.
Okay.
So if you're over 20 pounds, you're going to get taxed.
Wow.
and a player that, you know what I mean, struggled with weight, you know what I mean, that's not good at all. And Eddie Lacy struggled a little with weight. He was a rookie in my mind. And he was a guy that was, you know what I mean, he wasn't used to, you know what I mean, taking care of his body. But I think Eddie Lacy, he's a great guy. Awesome running back, and I can't wait to see what he do in free agency.
Well, it's not just a ham. It's everybody, right? Has a certain weight that they're supposed to try to maintain.
Absolutely, everyone has one. You know, what I mean, they overlook the guys that really don't struggle with it as much, but you still got to make it. But they look at the guys like not throwing shade or nothing, but the B.J. Rajay, the Eddie Lacy's, you know the guys that they pay close attention to.
Was Pickett ever?
and old Pickett. Now you know the guys now, so you can handpick them guys.
Yeah.
But I mean the NFL, you're getting paid to play a game that you love. So I totally agree with the weight cost.
Now, is that every week, though? Like, you get weighed once every week, and if you're 1 pound overweight, that's 500 there, and then the next week it resets, it's all over again?
Yeah, it's all over again. So they give you a weight that they want you to be at, and now shaded in red. And if you don't make it, it's no fun when that invoice comes in.
What about if you're under?
If you're under, it's not, you just got to be right around, you know what I mean? If they gave me a weight of 265, I didn't know I was going to come in 265 on the dot or maybe 5 pounds lighter, but they didn't really pay attention to that. But
okay.
If you're over 5 pounds, that's no good.
Your weight was 260. I feel like you were never listed at 265.
Yeah, I was going in on Mondays when I was pretty heavy, but they never put that in the programs or whatnot. They stuck with 6'5", 245.
Okay.
And they just, you know what I mean?
Did you have any input on that? Where like, you know, 265 is great. I'm feeling good about myself. But in the program, I want to be 245.
Absolutely. You got to be light and lean, baby.
All right. All right.
Good stuff. Jermichael Finley here on The Fan. Now, what about, I know post-Packers career, obviously you didn't continue your playing career, but you did take a couple visits. And we're all talking about free agency and whether the Packers will do something in free agency. Who did you visit, and how did those go?
I visited with Seattle. I went to New England. I didn't get to the Giants because Seattle failed my physical. So that's when the retirement came in. Snyder came in and said, your neck still is not healed. I was like, awesome, but not really awesome. But then I got a second opinion, went to New England, tried them out. And they said, your neck is not healed. So that's when I came in, and I was just like, I'm just going to hang it up. But, yeah, I visited. When I came out, I wanted to win the Super Bowl now, so I wasn't going to go to Cleveland Browns and visit, you know, things like that.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
oh, yeah.
You never really got to free agency, right? You signed, I don't recall exactly how it went. Did you sign an extension right before you got to free agency with the Packers?
I signed a two-year deal. Yeah. At the time, I really didn't believe in long-term deals, especially in the NFL. You get a five-year, $100 million deal, you'll never see that.
Right.
That 5 years, or you'll never see that $100 mil. You got to know in the NFL, they cut that in half off
sure.
the bat.
But, weren't you at some point maybe looking forward to becoming a free agent and testing the waters?
Absolutely. That's what you want in the NFL. You want to go out, test the waters, and it goes to the highest bidder. You know, I love the Packers, but, you know, I mean, Ted Thompson treated like a business, so why doesn't the player?
Right.
Now, if I remember correctly, I think you told me that when you got the call from your agent that this new deal was on the table, weren't you out in Arizona? How'd that all go down?
Yeah, I was out in Arizona with my family. Actually, I was just on my normal routine. Worked out, hanging out with my family, and we was out in the condo just hanging out. And I got a random phone call, and my agent said, the Packers want to sign you to a 2-year 16. I was like, sign it. That's a good deal right there now.
Yeah. So let me ask you, if you're a guy like T.J. Lang, who has made no bones about the fact that he wants to remain a Packer, and we saw when he came out of the Atlanta game, he was emotional and everything, thinking that it may be his last game there, but he has, like I said, made no bones about the fact that he wants to stay. Does that really even matter? Does that come into play when it comes time to free agency?
Guys come out and say, I want to be a Packer for life and all that. But if the Packers was the lowball T.J. Lang, and you get another team saying $60 million, T.J. Lang will leave the Green Bay Packers.
Right.
I guarantee you that.
So could you?
I really don't fall into I want to be here with the Packers, or I want to be with this team. It goes to the highest bidder at the end of the day.
Is that what you tell your agent? After all, he's working for you, right? So do you dictate that and go, look, go get the best deal?
Yeah, we both. Your agent, and if you're a smart player, you're on board with it too. Your agent will tell you, let's go to the highest bidder. This is the NFL, and it stands not for long. So let's go maximize it.
JerMichael Finley here on The Fan. All right, I want to ask you about one specific player. Now, whenever you talk about specific free agents coming to Green Bay, I know they re-sign their own, but outside free agents coming to Green Bay, that rarely happens. So anytime you suggest anybody, it seems like just a ridiculous suggestion, and it's just not going to happen. But Rob Domofsky had an article earlier this week. Adrian Peterson will probably be let go by the Minnesota Vikings. He's got like an $18 million cap number. He's going to be 32 next month. They're probably going to let him go. He wants to play for a contender, and if the price is right and the Packers choose not to sign Eddie Lacy or somebody else pays him a bunch of money, could that be a match? Like, I know he's 32 years old and you stay away from running backs like that, but this is Adrian Peterson, and does that make some sense, you think?
I do. I'm going to say Eddie Lacy is my boy. He's a great guy, great player. But if they do not sign Eddie Lacy, I know Adrian Peterson. I know where he's from. He's a Texas boy. He's a different breed. He may be injured several times, but he's a breed where he can pop up at any time and just make a splash. And you got to know that about a player like Adrian Peterson. He's a, I call them type of guys, he's a thoroughbred.
And I know last year he only played three games. He averaged 1.9 yards per carry, by far career worst. Like, he didn't have a good year, but he also had a terrible offensive line. And I feel like every law with running backs, if you're past 30, you're done. Every one of those rules does not apply to Adrian Peterson because he's a freak of nature. I can't say that he's done.
I can't either. Like I said, if they do not sign Eddie Lacy, Adrian Peterson is a guy where you can get 5, 10 yards to carry, and you got Ty Montgomery, the home run hitter. He can catch out the backfield. He can get the ball out the backfield and hit a home run at any time. So you need a guy that's going to nickel and dime. So you need a power back.
There you go. All right, hey, great stuff, JerMichael. Just to let you know also, we're sitting here in mid-February in Green Bay, and it's like 50 today. It's going to be in the 50s all weekend.
You would love it.
That's the weather I do love in old Green Bay is when it gets, you know what I mean, at 50, 60. But you can't beat the great state either now.
That's probably a little warmer than that down there.
Yes, sir.
There you go. All right, J-Mike, great stuff. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, then. Y'all be blessed, man.
All right, thanks, JerMichael.
That's JerMichael Finley, former Packers tight end.
Great stuff.
Always good stuff. I think that's so interesting, talking about, I mean, Adrian Peterson stuff. I'm not saying it's likely, but that's a fun conversation to have. But the stuff with weight and how strictly they watch it, they have to. That's your job.
They've got a lot of money invested in you. And here's another thing. And if you think that Jermichael is unique in thinking, in his way of thinking, and you probably go, wow, he's not Packer people. He didn't want to stay. That's bull. He's like every other guy in this league.
I mean, talk
or 95% of them.
Yeah, hometown discount. It's like, forget that.
Sorry.
Like, you take a hometown discount.
You want to think all these guys want to be, you know, Packer for life. Nah, they're going to the highest bidder, just like he said. Every one of them.
You leave $5 million on the table, and then in week five of that next season, you suffer a career season-ending injury, and you're like, well, at least I took that hometown discount and made all those fans happy, man.
Mm-hmm. That quarter, it'll get me a cup of coffee.
Yeah. Exciting. Got the winter
blues. Well, that's why if you're Jermichael Finley, you take out a big
insurance
policy against your contract, against your career.
Smart man. Got the winter blues? Probably not, but if you do, beat it with some great accessories from Cellcom. When you buy one, you'll get one free up to a $20 value. Stop in to see the selection today. Here's your fan forecast from George Graffis at Storm Center 2. Mostly sunny, around 48 today. Fair and 35 overnight. Plenty of weekend sun. And daytime highs in the lower 50s. Now, Bill.
Yes?
I stand corrected. And so do you. Actually, sit. But still, Ty tweets us, Joe Lenardi has Marquette currently in the tournament. So I'd consider that in the mix. No. I looked it up, and Ty is, in fact, correct. He has Marquette as an 11 seed in a play-in game right now. So, hey.
Okay, they're in a play-in game right now?
Right.
All right, they still have 5 games left. Talk to me after those 5 games. I don't see it happening.
He also just tweeted us and said, not trying to hate, love the show, just curious why no Marquette talk ever. Just not their front runners.
Well, that's not true. It's not ever. It's just not right now. We've certainly had their guys on. We've had their play-by-play guys on. We've had their color guys on in the past.
Yeah.
It's been happening this year.
Well, and it's okay, Ty. Even if you were trying to hate, you would just make like Taylor Swift and...